Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. It is Monday, the day before the big day.
Election dun, 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 dun. Oh my God, it's finally here. Thank you, Lord. Oh my God, exactly. I'm so tired of this.
This has been the longest campaign season, I think, ever.
Oh my God.
But today's not a political show, Sean. So I don't know, Karen, do you have any 2 cents on politics before we get into what we're supposed to get into today?
Even your dog is happy, Maddie.
Oh, no, you guys. No politics here. This is all money all the way.
All right. Well, if you haven't voted, you're running out of time. But today, the topic, it's another installment of Market Watch in partnership with Cadence. Our special guest, our friend, the fourth member of the group, Prath Reddy, is here. Prath, welcome back to the show.
You got a job here, Prath. You got a job, Prath. You're officially a two black guys with good credit. You have a job here with us.
Prath has a job now. Let's not act like he's not working.
I know.
I got a lot of jobs these days.
Exactly.
Well, Prath, welcome to the show. Have you voted yet?
Of course. I early voted. I gotta put this in quickly.
You finance guys don't waste time. No. All right. Well, before we get started with our topic, can you give us an overview of what's been going on in the market?
Yeah, of course. So, you know, the market's obviously been super focused on the outcome of, you know, tomorrow's big day. But, you know, in addition to that, I think we've been navigating through kind of Q3 earnings season as well, where, you know, all the public companies out there have been posting their results in kind of the second true coronavirus quarter. So there's, you know, been really no big surprises here, really. You know, I think airline and travel companies are continuing to kind of struggle hard for obvious reasons. And, you know, tech and media companies continue to do really well with everybody sitting at home. Although on this, you know, it can cut kind of both ways, as a lot of investors and analysts out there, you know, may have kind of overestimated how well some of these companies may have done and then been disappointed when they didn't see the numbers coming out as good as they may have hoped for. We kind of saw this with Netflix, you know, a week or so ago, for example, where they, you know, still added, I think, 2 million subscribers, but, you know, wasn't enough from an earnings standpoint in terms of where everyone thought they'd shake out. So yeah, I mean, you know, there's a few more companies that should be releasing earnings over the next few weeks. So we'll continue to keep a watch.
Awesome. Well, we'll find out the results in like, we don't even know how many days. Sit tight, guys. Next episode, you're going to be telling us all about the results of this absolutely wild ride that we've been on. But in the meantime, we have a question for you this week, okay? We are getting deep in here with our finance, and there's two terms that we hear thrown around all the time. So we need to know exactly what they refer to, and I think they refer to two different things. So
making it rain?
It's that's the third term.
Is it WAP?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's guys. We're going to make it rain, but first we need to know, what does it mean? What's the difference between these two terms, asset backed and asset based?
Yeah, for sure. We're really getting into the thick of it now. I like it. So an asset-backed security is where you kind of pool a lot of different assets together. You know, typically these are, you know, smaller assets that are, you know, not as liquid. And if you package them all together and, you know, issue a security against that, it's called, you know, an asset-backed security, as one would expect. This whole process of kind of pooling these assets together and selling debt against it is called securitization. And so there's a whole, you know, institutional market out there that exists for ABS, the kind of the short form for it. So, you know, car loans, mortgages, credit card receivables, these are all like, you know, assets that are commonly securitized into these ABS type of securities. And then asset-based lending, on the other hand, is a little bit different. It's basically lending against hard collateral. So, you know, if a company has a bunch of equipment, for example, that they use in like manufacturing, they can put that equipment up as, you know, collateral, as value against a loan that they can take out and use those proceeds for whatever they'd like. But in that case, like the lender, you know, can always repossess that underlying asset, that equipment, and kind of sell it at scrap value or whatever value it is to recoup in the event that, you know, whoever they lend this to can't pay back the loan. So it's a little bit different.
So Karen, okay. You can lend on based on that beautiful background drop that you have there. You know, that's
an asset. Well, speaking of my beautiful background, can an asset-backed security, can that asset be something tangible like a masterpiece painting or a bunch of priceless art? Can you securitize stuff?
Yeah, you can securitize stuff. You know, I think traditionally it's usually reserved for like financial assets, so loans or receivables or things like that that are easily
near put cash.
Into near cash, or you know, you can easily put them into entities and sell, you know, debt against. If you know, a claim on a car or a claim on a house, for example, I mean, is a loan basically. So it's just kind of transforming a hard asset into a financial asset.
So this is what got us into trouble in 2008, right? These mortgage-backed securities.
If anyone's seen like The Big Short, obviously that movie, or you know, just been around back in 2008, you know, mortgage-backed securities is what got us into trouble, and that was when, you know, basically banks were packaging up all these mortgages across the street, selling, you know, these securities to a whole bunch of investors around the world, and nobody knew how bad those mortgages were because the originators of those mortgages, you know, kind of loosen their underwriting standards to the point where they were just, you know, giving mortgages to anybody who could, you know, walk into their office. Right. And then there was no transparency.
Right.
Let's get into a little bit more about pooling, because I know sometimes you throw these terms out. And for the listener, there's still terms that they're not understanding quite clearly. Now, when you say pooling, you know, you mean it's like you're grouping things together, you're pocketing them together. Why aren't you selling them individually versus grouping them versus pooling them? Why are they pooled together?
Yeah, so it comes down to kind of diversification and de-risking, you know, what investors are buying at the end of the day. Because the, you know, the theory is this, right? If you buy one loan from one obligor or borrower, and that borrower doesn't repay, then, you know, your likelihood of getting your money back is tied to that one borrower repaying.
Gotcha.
But if you have a pool of those loans, it would take a lot of those borrowers not to repay for you to see the similar level of loss. So it's all about diversification.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Are asset-backed securities regulated?
They are. So in the institutional market, ABS securities are regulated by the SEC under Reg AB. And so there's all sorts of disclosure that, you know, any of these types of issuers need to make, in order to issue these to investors. And there's all sorts of reporting requirements on a quarterly basis, to be able to do it.
What about credit ratings? Are they rated like bonds?
Yep. These are asset backed, you know, bonds effectively at the end of the day. So all the major rating agencies, rate them, according to, you know, their own methodologies. And they all differ. Yeah.
Does Cadence look at a certain rating? Like, there's a threshold that you guys have?
So we don't necessarily follow the rating agency's methodologies for what we're doing because, you know, everything that we're doing is kind of esoteric in nature. And I know I just threw a big word out there.
You have a big scrabble word. Only you and Karen got that one. Karen's like, no, it's not.
I love that.
So, you said
that. It's a Williamsburg word, right?
Meaning, go ahead. Like, you know, Exactly. Yeah, we spit out esoteric when we're drinking our, you know, kind of cappuccinos on the street corner and stuff.
At South 9th Street, no, it's North 8th in Kent.
So what I mean by esoteric is like it's not mortgages, it's not auto loans, it's not the stuff that you would, you know, see a really big market for in the institutional space. So these are, you know, funkier assets is what I like to call them. They could be, you know, cash flows from royalties, for example, or kind of small business loans, or, you know, stuff that, you know, you typically haven't seen securitized in the past.
Cool.
And so because of that, we don't really follow the rating agency's methodologies for everything that we do, because we're also operating in a much smaller space. And, you know, the companies that we work with may not be able to kind of live up to those standards that you would expect from really large deals. So it just doesn't work well. But we have our own underwriting criteria that we have modeled after the methodologies, but it's not quite a one-for-one.
Does that make it more riskier, your Cadence investments?
Yeah, I mean, inherently, they are riskier than, you know, your institutional ABS deals, just by nature of the smaller companies involved and the more limited track record that they have. But we like to combat that by providing a lot more disclosure to investors. So as I mentioned before, in the institutional market, you kind of get quarterly reports from everyone that's involved. In our market, we've created, you know, as frequently as daily reports or weekly reports. So as an investor, you actually have a much better handle of how the underlying, you know, assets or collateral is performing in that security.
What are the typical returns on each?
Yeah, so if you looked at that, you'd understand why the risk is, you know, the way it is. So, you know, in the asset-backed world, it's typically around 5% or so, depending on, you know, which rating category you're at. So like a AAA ABS bond could be as low as, you know, 2% or, you know, 3% in that range on a per annum basis. Whereas the stuff that we have on Cadence is in the 8 to 15% range. So,
wow. So let me double up on that question. So what's your success rate then?
So our success rate has been great. We've only had, since inception, our default rate since the very beginning is hovering around 1.6%.
Wow, that's amazing. That means, Karen, yeah, for every 10 dates you have, only you're going to have one bad date. Not even, okay? 9 are going to be great dates. 9 are going to be wine and dine, and there's going to be one where you're like, nah, I'm not going there again.
I mean, when I go on dates, 10 out of 10 are great. Have you met me?
Well, that will lead to Karen. You don't have a question? I'm waiting for this cadence, for the Karen question of the day.
Okay.
The Karen question of the day. Listen. You got it?
All right. Listen. We've been talking ass this. I'm hearing a lot of ass. Oh, ass that, okay. Ass all day long is what I'm hearing on this show.
Ass.
My question is, before we throw it back.
We just went from PG to AA, okay? Not okay. R yet, Karen. Don't go R, please.
Listen, this is an assful episode. So here's my question. What are the company assets that you typically secure a loan against?
Yeah, so I mean, it's usually receivables, actually, at the end of the day. So like if a company is expected to make some sales, and then they make those sales, and then they're owed, you know, the revenue from their clients. So that's a receivable at the end of the day. So there's a lot of our originators that are in this space where they're it's called factoring against those receivables. So you can pull together all those receivables into, you know, into an entity and sell bonds against that. And in addition to that, there's also, you know, just loans that are extended based on future sales as well. So that's kind of, you know, advancing against future revenue. And so these advances can also be kind of pulled together and sold into a vehicle and issue a bond against as well. So those are some two common things that we see.
In summary, Karen, Cadence has enough ass sets for everyone.
Okay, just checking, because I'm intrigued and I want to make some money on your asset backed ass.
Wow,
I'm into this.
All right, okay, Matt, can you just end this?
To all of our listeners out there, part of the reason why we're doing these Market Watch shows is because it's aspirational. And so we want to thank you, Prath, for sharing with us and explaining to us asset-backed, asset-based, and bringing us another Market Watch in partnership with Cadence. We appreciate you. So why don't you tell the people how they can get in touch with you if they want to talk some more assets?
Yeah, of course. So anybody can check us out at www.withcadence.io. You can sign up for a free account there. Check out all of our deal flow. There's a chat box as well, so you can ask us any questions that you'd like.
Hey.
All right. Well, thank you, Prath. We appreciate you. And this brings this episode of Market Watch in partnership with Cadence to a close. I'm Matt Smith, a part of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes.
And I'm Karen Margolis, one third of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And I'm Black and I have good credit.
And I'm Sean, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Like I say, every episode, keep your money in your damn pocket and send us a shout us out and send us an email at tbgwgc@gmail.com. That's acronym for Two Black Guys with Good Credit at gmail.com. And also, I'm losing my train of thought, man. Come on, I can't think about all these assets, okay? And also, please rate us on wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and Pratt. Don't ask nobody, just be about it, and I'm out.
With good credit.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.